Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
That's what this teaching is all about tonight, to change your mind. Not to give you another little piece of paper. This is to apply into your life. But I can tell you, at some point, God is going to require of you to take a step out of your past into your future by faith.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us again on Revive Radio. We pray this sermon series has been a blessing to you. This series is entitled Mind Management. Let's go back into this series today with Pastor Rogers. This is Mind Management, Part 6. Let's get back into this series with Pastor Rogers.
Look at your neighbor and tell him, move forward. Move forward. The influence of those 10 wrecked an entire generation, convinced all of that generation to not go in. And God said, okay, just like I told you this past weekend, if this is what you want, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to release you, but I'm just going to tell you, you're all going to die in the wilderness. Anybody into dying in the wilderness? How about the promised land? How'd you like to go in there? Even though you got to fight some giants. Are y'all good with that? All right. So you're in the right direction here because God's got something better for you up ahead than what is behind. And if I didn't believe that, I need to close this book and go get something else to do. I know that it was a great day. Just go back in the history of our charismatic and Pentecostal movement, where Oral Roberts and A. Allen and others walked them across the stage and miracle signs and wonders took place. So my question is God the same yesterday, today, and forever? If God's done with all of his miracles, then he's a memory of our past. And that's exactly where society and even the church would like to regulate him. Some grandfather figure with a long beard looking for his false teeth. But I came to tell you, God is always in the now. I say, God's always in the now. You're dying to today, and you will wake up and resurrect to the tomorrow. And I don't know what tomorrow, you may have plans. I don't know what all tomorrow is going to hold, but I know who holds tomorrow. The coin of phrase in the song. And if I trust him with my future, 3 days from now, he'll still be Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there. God's not ever getting anywhere or coming from. He's always now. So with that in mind, don't die in the wilderness. Change your mind. Don't die in the wilderness. Take responsibility. You have to take responsibility because when you step into the promised land, things are going to be different. It is dangerous to be where God is not. If God is moving, then you better. Is God moving? Get this. Freedom, and we're talking about the promised land. The promised land represents freedom. Freedom cannot be experienced until the mind changes. We see this vividly here with the children of Israel standing right there. And God gave them the promise. All they had to do was step across the threshold into the promised land, and God said, it all belongs to you. I've already given it to you. Come get it. And they backed up and balked at that moment. Wonder what God has got in front of you right now that you need to take a step of faith on. Because God operates in faith, and the Bible says in Hebrews 11, without faith it's impossible to please him, for they that come to him must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So understand that if you're going to get anything from God, it's not going to be him feeding you in the wilderness anymore. God's saying it's time to cross over and take responsibility. You're going to have to start planting your own corn. Come on, somebody. These are the same people who kept apologizing in the wilderness. I don't know. These are the same people that apologize today. I don't know why I keep going through this. Because you're stuck in your mindset in the wilderness. The Bible says some died in the wilderness all because they would not change their mind. That was it. Their bodies were standing right there. The hardest thing I'll ever do for this congregation and pastoring it For you here tonight, let's just say you and you that are watching, I already have your bodies. And if your spirit is saved, then it's already here. The hardest thing I'll ever do is to be able to get you to change your mind to believe what that book says right there. That's what this teaching is all about tonight, to change your mind, not to give you another little piece of paper to write down some notes to go stuff it in your Bible and shove it up on the shelf and then next week I'm waiting for my next piece of paper. No, this is to apply into your life. Because at some point, I don't know where everybody's at in this room, everybody's on a different level, but I can tell you at some point, God is going to require of you to take a step out of your past into your future by faith. Say amen, somebody. They died in the wilderness because they lived in the oppression of the past. So let me back up here. I done hit my button too much. Satan, this is his desire. He wants you to stay in the old wilderness mindset. How can I know that I have the mindset of the wilderness? Well, these are just a few of the things that happen if this is your category. And I'm going to just tell you something. There is the propensity for any one of us to do this. Say amen for your neighbor who don't want to say amen right now. Somebody will not get out of this building tonight before they'll start murmuring, griping, and complaining. I'm just telling you, everybody has that propensity. I do. I'll just go ahead and confess it right here before God and your country. I dealt with it today. And I had to look my own self in the mirror and say, hey, dummy, you're talking yourself right out of the promised land. Change your mind right now. See, don't worry about anybody looking at you funny when you talk to yourself while you're driving down the road in the car. Just look at yourself in the mirror and say, get your mind right. Talk to yourself. David did. He said, I'm going to talk to myself. I'm going to encourage myself because sometimes there isn't anybody around to encourage me. So I got to learn how to do it myself. I got to talk myself into that situation because if I don't, I'm going to have doubt and unbelief and bitterness and murmuring. And ultimately, that leads to irresponsibility. You know what irresponsibility is? In the scripture, this term irresponsibility deals with lack of respect for authority, a fickle individual. Irresponsibility won't take that responsibility, that literal definition. Irresponsibility means they won't take advantage of what's taking place, and the list goes on and on. To define irresponsibility, a lack of trust ultimately becomes a breeding ground for murmuring and complaining. If you don't trust God, you'll get mad at yourself and start murmuring, griping, and complaining about it. If you trust God, no matter what anybody else does or whatever the devil does, ultimately God said, I'm going to work it all together for you. Do you believe? We quote that all the time, but we don't believe it. Because we say, oh, God's going to work it all out together for my good. That bank don't call by 4:00 this afternoon. I'm going to have to go down there and fix this thing. Right? I must be barking up the wrong tree here tonight. I don't know. Or maybe I've got some wilderness folks out here. That kind of mindset is a wilderness mentality. God, now here's a key. God cannot allow that kind of mindset to enter into the promised land. If you don't change your mind before you get to the promised land and already have your mind moving in that direction, then if God will not allow you to go in, because if he did, it would corrupt everything in the promised land. In fact, it wasn't very long before they got in there that mindset came right back to them. Now notice this. All the generation that didn't believe that they could march into the promised land. And before somebody says, well, you're just talking about all them old folks. Well, first of all, I might be considered one since I got my little envelope AARP in the mail. I sent it right back with return to sender. Ain't nobody here by that name. But you need to understand, has nothing to do with age. Has nothing to do with age. has everything to do with mindset. Because if it was anything to do with age, then Caleb and Joshua would have never been there. Remember, he was 40 years old when he got ready to cross the first time. He was 80 years old when he got ready to cross the second time. And he told Joshua to his face, that mountain over there that I saw when I first came over here, I know that the sons of Anak, the giants, are in that mountain. Give me that mountain right there. I am well able. I'm ready right now. And Caleb went in. His name means dog. Wolf dog. It literally means a dog who grabs a hold and will not turn loose until he gets what he's looking for. God, give us a Caleb spirit in this church. Your sons and daughters have yet to be saved. The largest opioid crisis in the United States that we've ever seen in our life. Shootings and killings going on every day, not in New York, in Pensacola. Is there not a cause to say, God, we have learned you and we trust you enough. Now we're ready to possess the land. I'm going, if you give up on your kids and grandkids, who's going to go in there to get them? Nobody's going to pray for them like you will. Nobody's going to fast for them like you will. Nobody's going to stand in the gap like you will. And in the name of Jesus, let us get that tenacity until we won't turn loose, until God gives us the victory. I want that mountain right there. What mountain have you got picked out in the promised land you need to possess? I came to tell you God's already told you it belongs to you right now. I said it belongs to you. Many people are murmuring with the wilderness message and their mindset, complaining about the process. I want to say to you, there's always a process. Aren't you glad there's a process? Let me help you get a little understanding. I'm glad that my doctor down the street went through the process and didn't just buy his diploma online. I'm glad that he knows that when he writes the prescription, that he's not sending me down there. I think our resident nurse over here and some nurses in here would know, let you know that most of the time they have to take these shots and everything like that to find out what the effect is going on before they hit somebody else with it. Anybody can shoot you with a needle and tell you it ain't no big deal until you shoot them with a needle. Here, take this. Oh, hold up. Tell me. Come on, somebody. See, in the wilderness, everything was provided for. In the wilderness, God said, oh, you want food? Here's some food. They didn't have to beg for it. They whined and cried for it, and God said, here it is. We want water. Moses, go over there and hit the rock. Water. Water out of a rock, y'all. Hold up. Not water out of Pace water system. Water out of the rock. A big old rock. In fact, some of y'all ain't going to believe this because you don't trust him, but I'm just going to tell you the fact. The Bible says that that rock followed them in the wilderness. You don't believe it? If you don't believe that, then you won't believe this either. They did not have Payless shoes in the wilderness. They didn't have JCPenney's in the wilderness. And yet God, while they were growing for 40 years, caused their shoes to grow, their clothes to grow. Come on, somebody. Don't tell me God can't take care of you. He wants you to learn it in the wilderness so when you walk in the promised land, you won't doubt him when he tells you to possess it.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.